Hi, baby girl. I just had a sudden urge over my lunch break to give you a call. I know we just talked this morning, but, you know, sometimes I just need to call and tell you how much I love you and how much I like what you do for me and what we have together. However, speaking of having talked to you this morning, I feel like I may have surprised you with my phone call. I couldn't help noticing that your answers were a little quick and short, and that you seemed just a tiny bit out of breath. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but in my mind's eye, I could picture you a little flushed, and your eyes shining and almost glassy. And I know what that means. Now, baby girl, correct me when I get home, if I'm wrong. But the way that I remember things is that sweet, pretty, perfect pussy that's between your legs, the way I remember that currently belongs to me, doesn't it? And I can't help but thinking that you probably had your greedy little fingers in my wet little pussy, didn't you? And again, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I don't think you're supposed to be playing with things that belong to me when I'm not home. So, here's what I want you to do, princess. If you were playing with my pussy this morning, and I don't care if you came, because that's not what our deal is about. If you were playing this morning without asking me first, well, we're going to have to deal with that. So as soon as this message is over, little one, I need you to go and get yourself ready for me, because you are going to be waiting for me when I get home. I want you to put on your stockings and your heels. I want you in a garter, and I want you in that cupless bra that frames your tits perfectly. You are not to wear any panties. I want your hair done up in a high ponytail. I need you to do your makeup. I want your eyes dark and your lips bright, because you need to show me how you look as the needy little slut you are. And I want to be able to look at you when I'm done with you and see the effect that I've had on you and how completely I am going to ruin you tonight. When you're made up, I need you to go to the bedroom and I need you to prepare everything. The straps are going to be on the bed, and I want your cuffs on your wrists and ankles. I need your collar on you. I want you to lay out every toy, every flogger, every clamp that we have. I want to see things pulled out of that closet that we have not used in a year. I want to see everything laid out for me, including you. I need you to pay attention to details, princess. As much attention as I pay. I want everything laid out perfectly and according to size. I need everything to be cleaned. I need you to test everything to make sure there are batteries in every toy. I want you to have the Hitachi out. I want you to have clothespins and the clover clamps. and all the vibes and all the plugs. I want you to pull out the rope. I mean everything, baby girl. Not only that, I want you, before I get home, to find 5 new things for us to play with. Things that I haven't thought of. Things you haven't thought of. Be creative, because I'm going to find new and challenging ways to use you tonight. If you think I have neglected you that much, well, we're going to take care of that. You are going to come, and you are going to come. And you are going to come until you can't come anymore, and we're still going to push. You are going to be so sore and exhausted. Because apparently I have not been paying you enough attention. So I will not be coming until I think you have had enough. And I don't know about you, but I seem to recall I get a little bit more forceful when I get frustrated. Baby girl, you are going to be shaking and sweaty. You are going to be pleading for me. And you won't know whether it's for me to stop or for me to just keep using you. And we will keep going until I think you've had enough. Baby girl, I hope you take a long bath when we're done. And I hope you get a good night's sleep, because tomorrow I want you to clean everything and lay it out just the way you lay it out today. Because we're not done tonight. Oh no. This could go on for a while. Now, sweetheart, there is the chance, I'll grant you, that I'm mistaken. And what I thought I heard this morning, I did not hear. And if that's the case, greet me at the door like you always do with a kiss. I'll accept that. But if I was right, and if you were touching my pussy without my permission, you had better be waiting in the bedroom. And you had better be ready for what's coming.